Does his low-key, low-tech approach have a place in TV today, do you think? Could somebody achieve what he achieved, or has that moment well passed us?
I do not have young children, so I can't, I don't know children's TV very well. But every once in a while, I come across a children's cartoon, like, what's the Blue Engine thing?
Thomas the Tank Engine?
Thomas the Tank Engine. I do have great nieces and nephews who are young. And Thomas the Tank Engine or, okay, I think SpongeBob SquarePants is like from another planet.
Yeah.
But Thomas the Tank Engine, and I suppose there are others. I think there's that same kind of gentleness and quiet in those cartoons or combination of cartoon and live action things now. That appeal to some similar things in kids. Thomas the Tank Engine has his crew of friends, and I think they kind of take care of each other. I don't know, one of them goes off the tracks. They try and get him back on the tracks. I don't know what goes on then. In a
Could
blue
be
train
a
engine world.
It's a metaphor, I'm sure.
I don't know. But whether such a personality could get on TV and stay on TV right now, I don't know. Because even the very nice people on Sesame Street in the 70s, they had some edges
yeah.
that Fred Rogers did not have.